Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Hey, Ashley, are you an investor?
Well, technically, yes. I have a retirement account and a 401k.
Do you dabble in the stock market?
Not yet. My retirement fund might, but I haven't made my own trades. I'm interested in it, though.
Well, you know, about a third of people our age, that's 20 and 30-somethings, by the way, told a recent Charles Schwab survey that rather than jumping into the stock market, our generation is trying to stay away from it. We've, I guess, been scared away from it.
Well, with everyone saying the word economy as if it's the noun that cannot be named, it's no wonder. In fact, at the beginning of 2011, about 47% of Americans had a stake in the stock market compared to about 54% a decade ago.
And the recent Occupy movement, as well as news stories about economic disparity, Wall Street shenanigans, etc., has cast some shadows on the ethics of investing for people who are supportive of progressive political movements or are environmental activists, for example. That mix of economic meltdown and social unrest regarding money in America is a combo that could potentially sour one interested in social issues from ever thinking about becoming an investor.
The stock market is indeed a gamble, and there's no doubt that some people, you know, Bernie Madoff, for example, are out to prey on people in the market. But it can pay off, too, if you do the research and, like we say every week, plan well, both monetarily and conscientiously. Let's talk about socially responsible investing.
Yes, socially responsible investing, or SRI, might be a good way for someone who is a little leery about the, I'm going to say it, economy, and maybe even leerier about the state of the world, to invest in corporations that are in line with their social concerns.
While we're not going to offer an on-the-air workshop on the basics in investing, it is important to note a few things. There are many ways to spend your money in the financial market. Stocks, which effectively are a piece of the company in which you're investing. Bonds, which are essentially loans with interest to concerns like corporations or the government. And mutual funds, which is a portfolio of stocks and bonds with a stated goal, controlled by a money manager.
Classically, bonds are the safest, but they lead to the lowest returns. Stocks are riskier, but they pay off more in the long run. A mutual fund is like the narrative of the story of stocks and bonds. They play roles in the story, but the fund provides the plot, the action, and the ending.
When one invests in a mutual fund, it could be because they want the most return for their money while leveraging the relative safety of bonds with a riskier but higher paying returns of stocks. When it comes to socially responsible investing, mutual funds are a tidy way to ensure that your money is not only being invested widely, but also into companies that do the kind of work you believe in.
SRI has its roots in ancient religious law, keeping investments away from alcohol, tobacco, and gambling, for example, or investing in companies that promote equality and nonviolence.
In the 1970s and 80s, SRI became less about religious law and more about social consciousness, jump-started by investors avoiding companies that were involved with apartheid. That, mixed with the environmental activism that has always been around, but which took hold as a large social movement in the late 60s and 70s, provides the general roots for what we consider SRI today.
But what might be SRI for one person, keeping their money out of companies that promote addictive substances, for example, might be far different than SRI for another person. A universal definition is impossible to provide for this reason. But SRI offers potential for individual investors to have a hand in promoting work done by companies in whom they believe, the chance to direct their money to corporations and other entities whose work they wish to promote for the greater good, whatever the greater good might mean to the individual investor. We'll be back next week with some resources about how to make SRI a part of your new investing life. For now, I'm Jason Evans Groth from the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program.
And I'm Ashley Hall of United Way. See you next week.
The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bektesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.